Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Thursday. It's a special Thursday. It's Cinco de Mayo. And, of course, I said to Tyler, fire up the Traegers. And he's done just that. Roasted chicken enchiladas, chips and guac. And I said, give me some margarita, maybe. And he goes, well, Traeger's got a Traegerita. I said, yeah, cook it on the grill. So that's what we have on a special day here, a Meat Friday on Thursday. It's Cinco de Mayo. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Anybody going out tonight for Cinco de Mayo? Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, pretty standard. That's one I like. It gets a little sloppy some places, but we got a good place locally. We usually go out, my wife and I, and some of the other local couples. It's a grand time.
Wow. Okay. I have gone to a party where I go over and the guy greets me and he's got a sombrero on.
Yeah.
And then I'm going, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And then they'll go, come on in. We got some cerveza. And I go, oh, God. So everything has got to be with an accent. I go, okay, all right. I'll have a cerveza. And then it gets out of hand. Next thing you know, that, you know, the tequila you're putting in the margaritas is just, there's just tequila. People are having tequila. And then that's when you go, I got to get up in the morning. I got to make sure I get up in the morning. Yes, Todd.
That party sounds chili con corny. Can't walk in there, sombreros and cervezas. You know what? Next year, maybe.
All right, here we
chili
go.
Chili con corny.
Cinco de Mayo sports names. Todd, what, Paulie?
At least 60% of them have nothing to do with the Mexican culture, food, or Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
That's a problem.
That doesn't stop him.
It doesn't. If you were a reach, so we'll give it a shot.
Okay, Todd, here we go. Cinco de Mayo sports names.
The first one, which Paulie hated the most, and rightfully so, I had Bobby Wine.
No,
it has nothing to do with anything. Okay.
Nobody goes, man, I love Cinco de Mayo because of the wine.
Fair enough. Taco Fall.
All right, I'm okay with that one.
OJ Mayo.
No, it's Mayo.
It's not bad.
Cinco de Mayo.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Tony Pinata. Tony Pena. Tony
no,
Pinata.
That's horrible.
Okay, I got Mariachi Pierce, the tennis player. Mariachi Pierce. Mary Pierce. Butch Beer. Some people drink beer, right?
No, but that's Butch Beard, and that's a reference out of the 70s.
How about Margarita Court?
All right, Margaret Court, tennis player. How old is Margaret Court's older than me.
Yeah, probably. Right. Al Bumry.
No.
Al Bumry, Oreo, you love Al Bumry. All right, David Cognac. David Cognac.
Is it Cognac French?
It's Cognac.
It is Cognac.
Yeah, but David Cone.
It wouldn't work.
No, I'm okay with it.
Bloody Mary Carrillo? Bloody Mary Carrillo. But someone's got to be drinking a Bloody Mary today.
But no, that's not Cinco de Mayo.
Bloody Maria.
Continue.
Kamikazlet. Everybody likes a good kamikazlet. Bruce Coslet.
What does that have to do with that's Japanese?
A kamikaze. These are just different drinks.
No. See, that's when.
If you don't like that, these are going to be a problem.
No,
like,
then I can't.
I had Daiquiri Prescott.
Nobody's having daiquiris tonight.
What about an Edgar Renta Sangria?
That I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Edgar Renta Sangria.
If someone put something in your drink, it was Spike Owen.
No, that's not happening.
And you get a little Buzz Peterson, you know, if you take a little too much.
All right.
Sammy Sober. Now, Sammy Sober.
Sammy Sosa. No, that's such a stretch.
Lime Ricky Henderson? Seen like that. Lime Ricky Henderson. Pete LaCocktail. Pedro Bourbon, Pedro Bourbon, Pedro Bourbon, old red.
No.
Mini Mimosa.
No, that's it.
Mimosa. Yeah. Mini Mimosa.
So when people say you pick on Fritzy, this is why I pick on Fritzy.
Yeah.
If you did five names that were actually relevant and clever, then it's a home run.
I should just give you Edgar Renta Sangria and walked
that
off and now
I'm
in the end of it.
I would have been fine with that, and so would the audience.
Gotta push the envelope like that.
Don't miss Killing It, the new Peacock original starring Craig Robinson. The series is from the comedy minds of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Streaming now. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up. Poll question, hour two, Seton.
Well, Dan, I'll give you the results to hour one, which has been somewhat controversial on the old Twitter sphere because we didn't put in Thanksgiving or Christmas. But right now, Cinco de Mayo is getting 29% of the vote. Memorial, Labor Day, and July 4th, 67% of the vote. I am just insulted with less than 4% say St. Patrick's Day.
I think, you know, you have a good corned beef. It's, you know, it's one time of the year where you go, yep, it somehow tastes even better. Usually because the weather is a little chillier and you have that with a nice cold beer. But no, that's not a great day for food.
People saying Super Bowl Sunday, which is not actually a holiday, but...
It should be.
Should be.
Well, Monday after Super Bowl should be a holiday. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. I was wondering where some of these colleges stand with preseason betting odds. And I check with DraftKings. Alabama plus 200 right now. But there's talk that they might land the wide receiver from Pitt who won the Biletnikoff Award. Jordan Addison. They already got their quarterback in Bryce Young. And then I was curious about USC's odds. They got Caleb Williams. Their odds to win improved by plus 500. USC was plus 3,000 to win the national championship, now plus 2,500. Georgia's plus 300. Ohio State plus 500. Clemson plus 1,200. Subject to change, you know, the portal, transfer portal, and you've got the Pac-12 and the SEC in Washington, D.C. I don't know what the strategy is of the Pac-12 and the SEC, because normally they're not partners in anything. Because if the SEC is going to Washington, D.C. to talk about name, image, and likeness, and the Pac-12 is, well, I would view those conferences differently. Plus, is the SEC, is Greg Sankey, their commissioner, going to argue on behalf of Vanderbilt? Are they arguing for competitive balance? That's what I'm curious about. Because if I'm the SEC, it's you either have it or you don't. And there are certain schools that just don't have it. And they're never going to have it. Are you going to give that the opportunity to you know, is there a salary cap with this? So everybody gets, I mean, Vandy's probably got some pretty deep pockets there. I don't know if they're going to spend the money for that football team. Or you're going to want to go. You know, the name or the school I haven't heard anything about is Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got money. You still got to get into Notre Dame. But I don't know if this is one of those where Notre Dame says, well, we're above this. Because this strikes me as, remember when Duke didn't take one and dones? And then all of a sudden they took a lot of one and dones. You know, we don't go for the one and done. We want somebody who's going to go to this university, and we hope they graduate from here. Now it feels like, hey, you better get involved in this, or people are going to blow right by you. And I don't know if Notre Dame gets involved in the NIL, how involved they get involved in the NIL. But you have the Pac-12 SEC commissioners meeting with politicians in D.C. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, you can find some things on Notre Dame recruiting websites that talk about some of the NIL deals they've had, but they've kept it more close to the vest. So you can see, some of their athletes have tweeted out deals that they've gotten, but they don't seem to be giant deals. It's more they're dribbling out details.
John in Pennsylvania joins us leading off this hour. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys.
Yep.
Hey, 6'2", 217, and real quick, I want to thank you. I want to interject that last time I called you, I was 6'2", 240, and since you turned me on to cereal, I've been eating Honey Nut Cheerios every morning, and I'm down like 23 pounds.
All right,
so
great, John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So listen, what I'm concerned about with this NIL,
John, real quick, how old are you?
I am 53 years old.
And Dan gave you the concept of cereal? He introduced you to cereal at age 53? That's why you'd heard of it before?
He reintroduced me to cereal, Paulie. He reintroduced me to cereal. He turned me on.
Whoa.
To cereal.
Whoa. Oh, okay. What else do you have? What else do you have, John?
So looking into the future with this NIL, what's going to happen... It's going to happen is a booster or boosters, and maybe they're not going to be able to pull it off with Saban or with Dabo, but they're going to come into coaches' meetings and locker rooms and say, hey, I've got this $1 million kid, and I want him to get 25 carries, or I want him to get 15 targets, or I want to make sure that this kid, my boy gets – so much. How is the NIL money going to affect the game in the sense that, we're paying these boys not to sit on the bench. I want to make sure my kid gets his 100 yards. I want to make sure that...
Yeah, but you want your team to win. You want your school to win. It's not, hey, I spent this money on this kid. You did, and maybe he is not panning out. As a lot of players who come in with a lot of hype don't pan out, you're going to have language in these deals. You've got to be a starter. If you leave, then the contract's null and void. There's a lot of things to work through here. But do we start interviewing boosters? Are they available? Does the booster show up at the introductory press conference to say, you know what, we got an NIL deal and we're going to spend – Jimmy, this amount of money on Jimmy Lipper, it's going to be a 3-year, $6 million deal. And then maybe we'll break it down, you know, get a signing bonus. I don't know where we're headed. And I don't blame the players because the grown-ups could have seen this, should have seen this coming. That's it. And they chose not to. The NCAA put their heads in the sand. And, you know, you go from, hey, lights out at 11 o'clock in this town. Then all of a sudden, there is no curfew. And then you go, wait a minute, there's no curfew. That's what you have. College football. Used to have a curfew. Now you don't. Everybody is doing whatever they need to do for themselves. Selfish. But I don't blame them. You got a chance? Take advantage of it. What's the percentage of players who play in the NFL? Succeed in the NFL, play more than 3 years in the NFL. The more players that you tell them, hey, this is for your future. Thank you for what you're doing now. This is for your future. I said a long time ago, I thought you could have a carrot that you would dangle once you graduated. I don't care when you graduate. I want you to come back and graduate. Jameis Winston just came back and got his degree. I applaud him for that. I'm glad he did. He's going to be set with money that he's making in the NFL. But if I say X number of dollars is going to be available for you, this is before name, image, and likeness. I just thought, hey, how can I sort of pay you? And that was one that I thought of. If you graduate, then we'll give you a certain amount of money. That's, you know, some kind of stipend there. But college football, they just didn't want to share the revenue. That was the big deal. And then they avoided it. And they thought, whew, we sidestepped that big issue. No, you didn't. Now you got an even wilder West. We don't want to spend any, we don't want to give you any money. Okay. All these other people are willing to give us money. And they got their hand out. I was sort of joking yesterday when I said, I think if I'm a big time recruit or I'm going to transfer, I put myself up on eBay. I don't know if you can physically put yourself up on eBay to bid, but I mean, this is really what it is. My rights are going to be, my name, image, and likeness are going to be for sale on eBay if I'm a, you know, a big time athlete. Because that's what this is. When you have a player saying starting price for me is $2.5 million starting. The average package for a big time recruit to come in is $100,000. You're going to piece all that together. How much money are you going to spend? How much money could it take to turn a program around? I think those are the interesting things. But I don't begrudge these players. The transfer portal, all right. I don't think you should be able to transfer in the same conference. I have a problem with that. But if you want to transfer, but you're going to have, here's the big traffic jam that's going to happen. You're going to have X number of schools who are going to be able to afford all these players, or they're going to be the highest bidder. Well, there's only so many players who are going to be able to transfer and play. You could be a big-time quarterback. They may already have a big-time quarterback, but, man, they pay a lot of money there. I think that's going to be an issue as well. How many schools are going to pay this kind of money? And what's that going to mean for a glut of those in the transfer portal? Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. We'll talk about basketball last night, the Heat and the 76ers. Miami up 2-0. The Suns roll the Mavericks up 2-0. We're no NBA tonight. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul today. I've got Link Soul on. Seton's got Link Soul. Oh, that's Link Soul? I had not seen that before.
Who, me?
Yeah,
it is Link Soul.
I didn't know that.
I like that color.
Fritzy, got, do you have
Link Soul? I got Link Soul pants on, sweatpants on.
Oh.
Very cozy.
Okay. Marv?
Link Soul hoodie.
Yeah, looking clean. Yeah, I got a hoodie as well. Spring 22's landed at Link Soul, looks and feels incredible, and it's kind of loungewear. They call it stealth leisure. You got the Saturday shorts, you got the graphic hoodie, the Boardwalker shorts. They can double as swim trunks as well. They're made with a special four-way stretch fabric that's lightweight, fast drying, and above all else, insanely comfortable. The fabric is so popular, Link Soul also makes pants that I have on, and windbreakers out of the fabric as well. If you're a new customer, get 15% off your first order and free shipping. Let them know that we sent you. Go to linksoul.com, L-I-N-K-S-O-U-L, to see the entire spring line. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change, things change, people change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year and be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
On my podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, I'm joined by two of the brightest minds in gambling, my friend Bad Larry from New Jersey and our graphics guy, Dylan. Dylan wrote this. That's why he put the brightest minds in the gambling world. Tap in weekly as I attempt to steer the ship while these guys make picks on just about everything. You can find Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble at our website or on Apple Podcasts. We will tape a podcast today. We'll look at the Kentucky Derby. A lot of NBA picks on there as well. But Bad Larry's been doing this a long time. He's been a friend for about 20 years. And I just thought, you know what? Let me let America be exposed to the greatness of Bad Larry. Yes, Eden.
Dylan is about 3 weeks away from possibly being an Emmy Award-winning graphics producer.
Yeah.
Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah.
It's an amazing story. It's a remarkable thing.
Well, we give you the opportunity. I mean, Marvin is a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
From winning a sports Emmy.
Yes.
I mean, he helped build this place carrying cables. He wasn't really going to be involved with the show, and now look at him.
But that feels more in line with what Marvin does. Whereas Dylan, it felt like it was like, all right, who's going to do graphics? All right, I'll do it.
Well, then you got the big German back there.
Yes.
He's the director of a Emmy-nominated program there.
Yes.
That's pretty incredible.
That really is, yeah. Considering the directors we had. That's amazing.
Yes, Todd.
And he drew up, like, the whole plan. This was, like, a bunch of nothing. It was just walls and floors and ceilings, and he got it done in the time frame that it needed to over, like, a three-month period. I still find that amazing. It went from nothing to this.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, but Dylan kind of looks like a guy who has one of those house arrest bands around his ankle.
Yeah, he does.
You know, where things aren't going so well.
Yeah.
He's very good at his job. He's a great guy. But when you see him walking down the street, like, you can't tell whether he's like a tech billionaire or a guy who's on parole.
Yeah.
Might get you good odds on the game tonight, though.
Or he's in witness protection.
Right.
Yes, Marv.
To Paulie, you haven't seen him with shorts on in a while, so you don't know whether he has an ankle bracelet or not.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yesterday, like late in the afternoon, a lot of the backroom guys playing basketball. Marv was playing, but some of the other guys. And there should be a warning. There should be something on the door when I walk in that should let me know if Dylan has his shirt off. Because I thought it was Girls Gone Wild when I walked in. Dylan had his shirt off, and I went, wow.
Girls Gone Mild.
But there's some bad basketball. I watched for, I think, maybe 7 to 10 minutes, and nobody scored. And I thought, maybe you guys should just stop. Like, it's just bad. And then Marvin's so proud that he goes, yeah, we won. We won 7-1. I go, oh, my God. Yes, Marv.
I didn't say that proudly. I just said it like, the sky is blue. Of course we won.
It sounded a little braggadocious.
No, not with who we were playing.
Somebody had to be the best player on the floor, and I'm going to guess that was you, Marv.
By default.
Yes, it was. I was watching, you know, the Suns and the Mavs, and it feels like the Suns know that Luka's going to get his. The question is anybody else going to step up for Dallas? And when your next two scorers get a 16 and 11, you're in trouble. Because Phoenix now, with Booker back and Chris Paul playing at a very high level, you need... You're not going to have 1A with Luka, but if you have, you know, 1C, then, you know, that can help you. We thought Porzingis was going to be that star, and he's not going to live up to his billing. But here's the thing that you do sometimes with scores. Luka is averaging 40 points a game, but I got to make him work at the defensive end. I got to make him cover Devin Booker, Chris Paul. I got to tire him out. Because he's not a good defender. He's going to get 35 or 40, but is he giving up 28? Well, that's not that ratio is not good. That won't work out for Dallas. But, you know, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, you know, when they combine for 58 points, 60 points, then, you know, you got to make Luka work. And, you know, hopefully that affects him on the offensive end. But take advantage of that matchup. Because he's going to get hit. It's just like when Bird would guard somebody. You'd be like, you got to take it to him and make sure you score and don't make it so lopsided that you got to make him work at the other end. And most scorers don't want to play defense, don't want to play at the other end. But that's where you go, I want you engaged down here. You got to guard me. And you saw Luka trying to guard Chris Paul in the perimeter. That's not good. That's a poor defensive philosophy. If I'm Luka, I say to Chris Paul, I'm going to give you the jumper. I'm not letting you inside. I'll give anybody the jumper. I just don't want you getting inside. You get inside, you get us in foul trouble. And give credit to the Phoenix Suns. I mean, when you're shooting, 80% in the fourth quarter? I think I got that stat right. They were 16 of 19 in the fourth quarter. 84%. Phoenix shot 64% for the game, the best postseason shooting percentage since Game 2 of the 2013 Western Conference Finals, quarterfinals. Golden State shot just a little bit better than what Phoenix did last night.
Start of the day, bop, bop. Start of the day,
bump,
start of the day,
start of the day,
start of the day, start of the day, start of the day.
And Chris Paul, 14 of his 28 came in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's Chris Paul fourth quarter. That's been money. But he takes twos. That's what he does. He's really good at taking twos. And after a while, you look and you go, God, he's got 25 points. He's got 28 points. You know, then it starts to add up. That's where I got to make Luka work. But if you're the Mavs, You better get, well, there's nothing you can do. It's you hope that Dinwiddie and Brunson have big games. If not, you're going to get swept. And the Heat with the 76ers, like game three could determine, and I know this is a stretch, not meant to be a hot take. Let's say the Heat win game three. I feel like the Bucks and the Celtics are going to go seven games. If I'm Miami and I can put away Philadelphia and have maybe 6 to 9 or 10 days to get ready, that's a big advantage there. If Chris Middleton can't play, then maybe this ends a little sooner than that. But I look at Golden State and Memphis. That feels like that's a seven-game series, a slugfest. And if Phoenix can put away Dallas, you know, you're getting Devin Booker back, get him a little healthier. But we, you know, we're so reactionary. It's like, are the Suns the best team? And then if they had lost last night, we wouldn't go, are the Suns the best team? Is Miami the best team? You know, you start, are the Celtics still the best team? I don't know. It's day to day. It's game to game. And we've seen one injury. You know, Gary Payton out. Is Dylan Brooks going to get suspended for that play? He should. But I don't know if they will suspend him. Let's see. What do we have here? By the way, Ben Simmons, back surgery. And there's I always have more questions than I can get answers to. When did you know about this? When did he know about this? I thought it was just mental. Now it's physical. He said it was mental. I don't. You get a guy from Philly that he had a pre-existing back issue. Then, like, what did the doctors see not see? Were there options of trying to work through this herniated disc? Why not have this last season? I got questions. We don't have answers. And we won't for another 3 or 4 months when maybe he's going to be able to play. He won't play summer league, probably. I mean, we may, next time I see him, is in preseason. Crazy. All right, some phone calls here. Derek in Iowa. Hi, Derek. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hope everybody's doing well today. My heart was kind of aching for Fritzy and his Cinco de Mayo sports name, so I wanted to help him out.
Oh, boy.
He was a former Brave, Ranger, Red Sox, Marlin, Diamondback, Tiger, and Blue Jay with a career batting average of .232. Former catcher, Jared Saltalamacchia.
Okay. That's a big windup there.
That's a good one, though.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you. Saltalamacchia.
Nice pace delivery.
Okay. All right. Todd takes it personally.
That was very good.
I know, but I can tell.
That's more relevant than a lot of mine.
No, the look on your face is like.
It's more of my disappointment in myself that I didn't think of that one. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like somebody said, I looked over at Todd and said Sammy Salsa was the one.
Which is better than Sammy Sober.
Yeah, Sammy Sober is not funny, but Sammy Salsa.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that one. Jimmy.
Steve Mariucci was another one.
All right. I'll give you that one. Steve Mariucci. I like that.
I didn't come up with them.
Jimmy and Phoenix. I know, it was good. Jimmy and Phoenix.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, fellas. 4'2", 93 pounds. Yeah, I'm just a little piñata. Hey, being in the Southwest, Cinco de Mayo is bigger than Christmas here. I got to tell you something. The family and I like to celebrate at a local authentic spot here in Phoenix. They offer two tacos for $1.99. And there's even talk about them expanding. Maybe someday you'll get one of these places in your town. And I hope I'm pronouncing their name correctly. Have you heard of Jack in the Box?
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. Once again, a big windup. You know? And here's the pitch. John in Florida. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Mr. Patrick, how are you?
Great, John.
6 foot and a badly distributed 220. I think I have a really good poll question, but first, just to help Todd a little, Margarita Court.
Yeah. He had that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. The poll question is, and it could be a debate between the Danettes, so put it up as a poll question. Can Marvin palm a volleyball?
A volleyball? Okay.
I was thinking golf ball.
Yeah. Wow. The softball. By the way, has anybody noticed the gift that I got in the mail that's right there in front of Marvin's computer screen? It's a small hands. I don't know what it's used for, but I had one of the listeners who sent that in, and it's got a character. I don't know if that's like Urkel or something, but it looks like that's Marv.
Unfortunately for Marvin, living in the meme era, it has been, I mean, Twitter and social media, it's just all over the small hands thing.
Yeah.
All over. It's a daily thing that even I'm getting, and I'm not the small hands guy anymore. Yeah. So,
well, if you're watching on Peacock, you can see that somebody sent in, and then if you take those out, Marv, have you seen the really small hands that are in there? Somebody sent that in. I thought that they made it up. I mean, I love this audience, that they have a sense of humor. They send in a lot of different things. So Marv is, right now, if you're watching on Peacock, he is pulling out the
trying to
small...
having a little tough time opening the box.
Wow. 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 So there's some small hands there, Marv.
In his hands, they look like regular size hands.
Yeah, they do. I wish Allstate would hire Marvin. You're in good small hands. Like, just.
We're here for small business.
Wow. Look at those little hands.
Look at those little things there. Little hands.
Yeah, he's a good sport.
He is.
Marvin's a good sport.
He is.
Mario couldn't handle a small
hands. Oh, no, though. No. Mario still is sensitive about the air ball that he had.
I love that somehow everything comes back to a shot at Mario.
Yeah. And it should. Hell yes. It should. Tom in South Dakota. Hi, Tom. Man, this has been a weird show.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind?
Yep. Hey, 5'4", a crap brick house, 155 firm pounds.
Wow.
Hey, I was just going to give I'm not a lawyer, but I think that qualifies me to be a DP show, a legal intern at least.
Sure.
But I was just going to give a comment on the why the NCAA is going to Congress for help on the NIL issue. You got to remember that the Supreme Court already determined that they violated antitrust laws. So they can't have a discussion with two or more entities or two or more people on this, or they may be in violation of the antitrust law again. So I think that's why NCAA is quiet. There's no real fix for them to come up with a strategy to limit or salary cap NIL money. So each school is on their own, and they can't even have a discussion with other entities.
Yeah, but and thank you, Tom, for the phone call. If that's the case, then why aren't all the commissioners there? Or why not commissioners from the Big Ten, ACC? You know, if it's that important, and those are the schools that are going to be affected more than anybody else. And I don't know if they care about parity. Because if you cared about parity, Alabama's going to spend more money than Vanderbilt is. Vanderbilt's still not going to be any good. And they probably choose to spend their money differently with their boosters. But I don't know if you can have parity even in the SEC. Yes, Eden.
I think the parity talk is just, what's that, like a red herring?
Yeah.
Like a thing you're just meant to chase while they're actually trying to solve the real issue, which is how do we get our hands on some of this money?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that, yeah, what about parity? Parity has been dead for 30 years.
Yes, Pauline.
I'm reading all the articles this morning. It's very unclear why the Pac-12 and SEC commissioners are down there talking to senators. But the Pac-12 commissioner did talk to ESPN. He said the goal is to enforce rules prohibiting the use of NIL as a pay-for-play thing, where you're paid $1 million to sign with a school, but what are you doing for that school to earn your NIL money? They want to get rules in place where you have to earn the money you get. It has to be commensurate to the work you're doing for...
The NCAA can't police anything, though. How are they going to police this? Are they going to see if you're actually, you know, sitting in the football stands and they run the sprinklers that run automatically, but that's your job and we're going to pay you five? And who's to say what the job is worth?
And they're all the Pac-12 commissioner also talked about Will athletes be deemed university employees in some way, thus not eligible for a scholarship anymore? Where that could be a thing where the government gets involved, they yield their scholarship. That could be a thing where the schools save money by not having to do any more scholarships.
Yeah. I think everything's on the table right now. They're trying to figure this out because this offseason is going to say a lot about, I think, the future of college football. It's big business, the structure of it. Are we going to have a super conference? You're going to have 32 to 40 schools where they're going to be the haves and then the have-nots. How does that affect March Madness? March Madness is about the underdog. If all of a sudden you get 5 or 10, you know, programs go all in and, you know, they're going to be buying a lot of these players, or the players are going to want to transfer to these schools, then you might not get those great Cinderella stories. Maybe you get somebody who's spent 2 or 3 years at a school. Hey, we'd love to have you for that final year. You are playing in a mid-major. We're going to give you some real money here to help us. Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Top of the hour, Mark Sanchez, former NFL quarterback, has some interesting thoughts about Ryan Tannehill and the role that he plays mentoring Malik Willis. And we'll talk to Jim Jackson, NBA on TNT. We'll get his thoughts on what has transpired so far in the NBA. And does he think it's best for LeBron to leave? Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
A subtle reminder, our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Gary Payton II out for at least a month with a fractured elbow. I'm just curious if the NBA rules on Dylan Brooks and suspends him for Game 3. He could come back if Golden State makes it to the finals. That Gary Payton II would be able to play, or at least that's the time frame that they have. More phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Lathan in Texas joins us on the show. Hi, Lathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP, first time, long time, 6'1" and too dang much. I have a question for the room. If Madison Bumgarner's hands were as small as Marvin's hands, what have you gotten thrown out of the baseball game yesterday?
Wow. That's a cheap shot. I'm not going to stand for that, Marvin. I'm disappointed that Tyler let that caller through to make fun of you.
Thanks for the support, DP.
Yeah, I got you. Did you see where Patrick Beverley took a shot at the Golden State Warriors after Ja Morant put up 47? Patrick Beverley, who is, by the way, at home, not playing in the playoffs, was saying 47 piece. And said something about, I never did that in the series against us. No, he didn't. But they did eliminate you. Yes, Marv.
On Twitter, they're calling Patrick Beverley play NP.
There's certain athletes who are pretty good at, kind of making sure that they're always in the news. And Patrick Beverley has made a career out of doing this. He used to be a good defender. He's not anymore. That's the hard part. When you're supposed to be a really good defender and then you're not a really good defender, then what are you? Now you become, somebody who's a designated pest. That's really what it's all about. I'm curious what Minnesota looks like next year because I don't see D'Angelo Russell being there. Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, you have something there. I just need Karl Anthony Towns to be a little bit more in the postseason than you've shown. And he was great in the regular season. But Anthony Edwards is real. He's the real deal. Very, very entertaining. And Adam Sandler has a movie coming out this summer. And you're going to watch that movie. If you watch it, and Anthony Edwards is in that movie. And you're going to swear that he's had acting classes, or he is an actor. I mean, he's that good in this movie that I'm involved in. Yeah, Mar.
He's so entertaining. He's one of the few athletes like I would love to have on the show because I know he would be great. Because anything he says, he named his dog Anthony Edwards Jr. because he's good at everything, just like Anthony Edwards Sr.
John in Cincinnati. Hi, John.
Hey, DP, if you were disappointed that Tyler put that last one through, you're really going to be disappointed now. I got a few Cinco de Mayo sports names Todd missed. I don't know how he missed these.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, you have the famous Atlanta Brave, Chip Burr Jones. He goes great with Sammy Salsa. Okay. And then, of course, you have the famous Pirate and Met, Bobby Tortilla.
Okay. Okay.
And I got two more. These are a stretch, so these are right up Todd's alley.
Oh, these are going to be stretches. Okay.
So you got the current Brooklyn Net. This is a little bit of it's a play on the nickname too. But you got Queso Durant. And of course, Pedro Martinez's most famous pitch was the Chimmy changeup.
Okay.
All right.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
No, it's.
That's all that proves. That's really all this proves.
Toddler.
Is John in Cincinnati related to in any way?
It's very possible. Because mine are at best a push with those.
Well, at least he's got his Reds.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
The Cincinnati Reds are off to one of the worst starts in the history of baseball. Yeah, Paul.
It may be the worst, Dan. They're 3-21. They've been outscored by 82 runs. No other team in the bigs has been outscored by even 40 runs. I think we're checking the numbers, but it feels like it might be one of the worst months of theirs or any other life.
Now, when the owner's son comes on and does some comments, you know, and says, you know, what are you going to do? Well, we can take the team. You might say, you know, on second thought, why don't you go ahead and take him? You know, you want to take him to Vegas? Go ahead. Take him to Vegas. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. It's going to be kind of hard following that one. Actually, I think John in Cincinnati just saved Fritchie because, my goodness. Listen, dude, with so much going on with these referees, with Draymond Green getting tossed, then the phantom foul at the end of the Golden State game with him and John Morant, now Madison Bumgarner, my question to you is this. So much money is being pumped into these sporting events through the betting agencies and betting apps, and that's basically what's taking over. Do you see something where they'll have the commissioners of various sports make the umpires, make the referees be available for questioning? Because some things, I'm just, you sit there and you just wonder, and it's like you have to have somebody say something about that. Also, I am so happy that this situation happened with Madison Bumgarner, because I love it when you do your I've been listening to that for years, dude. It makes my day, dog.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff in Detroit. Yeah, you know, when you want answers to a call, that's going to cost you money. I mean, this goes back to the integrity of the sport. If somebody has a bias against somebody, it felt like there was something going on between this umpire and Madison Bumgarner. That felt personal. And when people start betting more, betting in the stadium, and it's you're asking for trouble. And I think that the league should get out in front of this and say, this is why this happened. I just don't think, you know, the days of we don't have to tell anybody anything, we don't have to meet with anybody, any of the umpires or officials. I just think you're going to have pretty much a designated person who's going to be able to find out some answers here when there is controversy. Final hour coming up. Two of our favorites, Mark Sanchez, works for Fox Sports. The role that Ryan Tannehill plays in mentoring Malik Willis. And also Jim Jackson. Should LeBron stay in L.A.? Should they trade him? One more item as we close out hour two. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Now we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace, paniniamerica.net/blockchain, and you'll find one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, official products of the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and French Soccer League. So there's something for everyone at Panini America. And don't miss out on their special NFTs from draft night, the highly anticipated rookie class there. You can share your cards in the public gallery. You can complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards and build a wish list for the items you love. These special cards from the NFL draft won't stick around for long. Make sure you head to the site, create your account today, paniniamerica.net. That's the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.